As a central test of whether the nation's minority residents, who account for all U.S. population growth over the past decade, will gain additional voting clout as states redraw their U.S. House district lines. More from Aaron Zitner, news editor at The Wall Street Journal. Aaron, paint the broader picture first.
The national picture is this. We just got the results of the latest census, and the census is what we use every 10 years, in some cases more than every 10 years, to redraw the map of the United States Congress to reflect shifts in the population. A lot of people moving from the Northeast to the Southwest, for instance, so the Southwest gets more seats. But the headline in the census was that minority groups, non-white groups, are responsible for all the population growth in this country. We actually have fewer white Americans than a decade ago. And as we redistribute political power based on the census, a lot of people are looking for which party gets ahead. Will Democrats or Republicans pick up the most seats as a result of these shifts? But another question is, all these Black, Hispanic, and Asian residents who account for our population growth, will this redistricting process, the redrawing of the districts for Congress, give minority groups any more voting clout in tandem with their growing presence in the population?
Is there any evidence that it will?
Well, it depends on the state. And we looked at Texas because it is the only state that's gaining two seats. Some states are gaining a seat. Some states are losing a seat because we're going to keep 435 members in the next Congress, just like we have had in the past. But Texas picks up two seats. It gained more residents than any state in the country, and 95% of them were people of color, a big uptick in Asian population, and of course Hispanic and Black as well. And in that case, there are already lawsuits saying that the new map being drawn does not account for this minority population growth and actually adds voting clout to the white population. One example, there are going to be 23 seats in Texas under the new map where white voters account for a majority, and only seven where Hispanic voters account for a majority. That's one more white majority seat and one less Hispanic majority seat than they currently have in Texas, even though Hispanics account for half of the growth that we've seen in the last decade. And the number of white people in Texas is just about equal to the number of Hispanic people. And yet there are three times as many white majority seats as Hispanic majority seats.
Wow. Explain what's happening with the 6th congressional district.
Well, you know, there's a history of fights over congressional districts because of two tactics that are sometimes used, which the critics say diminish minority voting power. One is called packing, and one is called cracking. Packing is when you take a lot of, say, Black residents and put them all in one district, and you have, you know, 60%, say, to make up a number, Black district. That assures that Black voters in that district will have the ability to elect the candidate of their choice, but it also bleaches, as they say, the districts around that Black district and makes them very white, and that in most cases helps Republicans. The other is called cracking, and that's what we see in the 6th district. That's where you take a community that has a lot of minority voters and you break it up and distribute it among many districts. And when I say the 6th district in Texas is an example of this, I'm reflecting what the critics say. I'm not owning that as a Wall Street Journal assessment. In the 6th district, it's a largely rural district. It cuts 150 miles across a wide swath of rural Texas and then snakes up to grab some minority voters in the Dallas suburbs that are very diverse and metropolitan, and it marries metropolitan, highly diverse communities with a much larger set of rural communities, and it has the effect, the critics say, of breaking up that minority community among multiple congressional districts, when what Hispanic leaders say is they should just draw a new Hispanic majority district there all from scratch rather than breaking it up and distributing those voters across multiple districts where their votes as the criticism goes, will be diluted among rural and white voters.
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Zitner, news editor at The Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, the latest effort by Senate Democrats to overhaul election rules nationwide was blocked by Republicans yesterday, leaving the effort at a standstill.